This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into another edition of fun and excitement here, taking your phone calls for 3 hours about whatever's on your mind. If you make the calls, 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we'll jump right in here. Again, you can dial in about anything, 800-259-9231. We can all breathe a sigh of relief.
Really?
Barack Obama has decided to order new security measures to foil terror plots.
Yay!
I was so worried.
I mean,
rest
why
easy.
Did he do this before?
Well, I don't know. Not that this is anything important.
No, this is stupid government bullcrap.
Yeah, it's posturing.
Same thing over and over again. But I mean, one has to ask the question, why, with the largest expansion of government ever under the Bush administration, why the hell wasn't this done then?
Well, they did. He said the same things then. Let me get to some of the quotes here. I mean, it's essentially the same speech or whatever, and just given by Barack Obama.
I swear they must hire the same people to write these things.
Bloomberg reporting that Barack Obama has said, "The buck stops with me," yesterday as he ordered measures to improve intelligence operations and security screening in response to the attempted bombing of an airliner on Christmas Day. To foil future attacks, Obama directed heads of the main U.S. intelligence agencies to set clear lines of responsibility for following up leads on terrorist threats and to bolster the system for adding names to watch lists.
Because responsibility, that's what the government's about. All those bureaucrats, they want nothing more than to take responsibility when something goes wrong.
Yeah, don't you worry. Obama himself will take responsibility here in a moment.
Oh, wow.
As though that means anything.
With his superpowers.
These people can't be held responsible because they steal money. there's no way. It doesn't matter if they set clear lines of anything or reorganize this or increase funding to that.
The Supreme Court has ruled over and over and over and over and over again that the government isn't responsible for what it does to protect you. So the very idea...
But that's not what Obama says.
I don't care what Obama says. He's lying.
That's not what
Bush
said.
He's lying too. They're politicians. Democrats or Republicans. Same thing. I mean, the Supreme Court has ruled there's no responsibility there, so there's no responsibility. And they're not going to act like they're responsible when they're not.
You'll love this. Obama said that agencies and their leaders will be held accountable if they don't carry out the necessary changes. He also said he wasn't interested in passing out blame for the December 25th incident. So on one hand, he says, I am going to hold these agencies accountable in the future, but... we're not going to hand out any blame for what happened in the past.
This time.
So, yeah, we're going to be responsible in the future, but we're not going to hold anybody responsible for what already went by. But trust us, from now on, we're going to hold these people to the flames.
Yeah, we'll get around to it when we feel like it.
Next time,
you believe it,
we'll
right?
be responsible.
Again, the story here says that... And I love how they're going to bolster the system for adding names to the watch list. Now, don't you worry about getting your name off of the watch list, because that's impossible. There is no system for that. He's not worried about all those people that have had their names confused with alleged terrorists that are on the watch list and have, you know, had their lives basically crapped on.
But it's easy now to get on the watch list, but it's just as impossible to get off.
Exactly. So he said that, this is his quote, "As president, I have a solemn responsibility to protect our nation and our people. And when the system fails, it is my responsibility." Which is pretty much the same thing that George Bush has said. You heard him repeat over and over again that it's his job as president to protect the country. And that's not the president's job, right? The president's job, constitutionally at least, is to essentially enact or veto legislation and be the head of the executive branch.
He's swindler in chief.
Yeah, but there's no actual responsibility of, as you pointed out, Mark, the government to do anything at all, and that includes the president. The Supreme Court has made it pretty clear And Mark Stevens over at Adventures in Legal Land, or markstevens.net, has cited those in
If you're questioning
works.
This in your mind, listener, you're,
it's something they're going to be shocked about. I mean, they've been told forever that the government's there to protect them.
If you think that the government is there to protect you, I'd ask you this question. When the cops fail to protect your house from getting broken into, do you get to send them a bill for everything that got stolen?
No.
It's ludicrous that you'd be able to do such a thing. Why? Because they're not responsible for your house being broken into. They're not responsible for protecting it. Now, one might be able to guess that if you would be able to come with a contract with a security company that says, hey, if my house gets broken into, I'm going to pay you X number of dollars per month, and if my house gets broken into, you're responsible for compensating me for it. One could imagine that, but one can't imagine the government security agency doing that because the government isn't responsible.
The new policies and procedures outlined by the president and his advisors are intended to correct what Obama called systemic failures in the sifting of intelligence data to more quickly identify terrorist threats. In fact, Mark, you had a story.
He's right about systemic failures.
You had a story last night, and I don't know if you have it handy, but if you could pull it up, it would be great, about how, I guess, what you told me, that these federal agencies, the FBI, the CIA, there's all these encouragements out there to, if you see it, report it. You know, call 1-800-whatever and snitch on your neighbors.
Right.
And apparently they're getting so many reports that they don't actually have the ability to filter through them in any meaningful fashion. So it's completely awash.
Right. So they've put up these methods for people to snitch on whomever it is that they wish to snitch on, and they are. They're doing it in droves, and there's not enough bureaucrats to sift through it.
Oh, we just need to hire more bureaucrats.
God knows if we did do that, how awful life would be, because you know everybody would be a suspect at that point. But I've got it right here whenever you're ready.
Yeah, just pull that up. The report said that the counterterrorism systems and watch lists need to be improved rather than overhauled. What does that mean exactly? Don't they normally use the term?
It doesn't. We don't need to. Even though we have a systemic problem, we don't need to change the system. We just need to tweak it a little bit.
Well, normally they love using terms like overhaul and, you know, how they love to brag about how it's the biggest reorganization the federal government has seen in decades.
This is, yeah. It's just talking points, Ian. They got to say the word overhaul.
Yeah, they're just trying to sell their view on any particular subject. And in this particular subject, it happens to be, oh, we'll do more this time and we promise. And
more we are at war.
Yeah.
We are at war against Al-Qaeda. Said Obama, we will do whatever it takes to defeat them. So, how will you know when you've defeated them?
What is Al-Qaeda?
Are we still at war with them? I didn't even know that.
Al-Qaeda is the name that the CIA gave to some Mujahideen or whatever that were in Afghanistan that we were funding during the Soviet war over there, and then they just kind of expanded the definition. Al-Qaeda doesn't mean anything. It's a U.S. intelligence label for people that don't take that label. So how can you know if you've beaten people that don't call themselves what it is you're calling them?
You don't.
Right.
That's the idea, right? It's the eternal
war. We've beaten
the
boogeymen because we say we have.
It's over when they say it is.
Which will be never, just like the war on drugs. These people will never want to end the war on terror because it is yet another source of power and opportunity for them.
Oh, yeah. And revenue.
So, again, just more posturing here. And, you know, the story goes on to talk about how, I guess, the guy, the underwear bomber, has been indicted and... They ruled the government had sufficient information to have potentially disrupted the plot by identifying him as an Al-Qaeda operative and preventing him from boarding the flight in Amsterdam. No single component of U.S. counterterrorism operations assumed responsibility for the threat reporting and followed it through by ensuring
surprise,
that all necessary
surprise,
steps
surprise.
Were taken to disrupt the threat. Nobody took responsibility.
Right.
Wow.
So they had information. They could have done something. They didn't.
Way to go, guys.
Make sure you pay your taxes this year. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind because, man, this is some great service, isn't it? 1-800-259-9231. Of course, we're leaving aside the fact that the government itself creates terrorism by going and terrorizing people around the world, dropping bombs and killing them. That's another point. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, features including things like our Shrine of Female Listeners, which is brought to you by Manchester Brewing. At ManchesterBrewing.com. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see the lady listeners that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the show at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Journalism internships for college-age students. Interested in journalism and passionate about liberty? Learn more about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism by interning at a newspaper, media network, or state policy organization. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, and housing assistance. Receive mentoring and job search assistance during and after your internship. Placements are available during the summer and fall. Apply for a summer placement by January the 31st at libertarianinternships.com. You have to sign up for an account there. Just going and checking it out isn't going to get you to either your internship or the new information that's always coming out. Go sign up for an account at libertarianinternships.com.
So we started the show out with a Bloomberg report on how Barack Obama is talking about the necessity to fix what he called systemic failures in the sifting of intelligence data, that the system needs to be bolstered and improved, and essentially acknowledging that they suck and that they've failed, but also saying the same old thing you hear every few years from the government, that is that, well, we blew it this time, like they did after Hurricane Katrina, but don't worry, we'll replace this one bureaucrat over here and reorganize the organization, or bring some more money in and give them some more money, and then you can rest easy, Americans. We are looking out for you. Even though, as you pointed out, Mark, the Supreme Court has made it clear the government has no obligation to protect or provide
you
with any services.
Time and time again.
Yeah, just within the last few years, they did it again. And so just in a related story, Mark, you've got something about how these government bureaucrats have so many tips because they've been encouraging Americans to snitch on each other. Well, Americans are snitching on each other, and what has resulted?
Yahoo News, AFP, U.S. intelligence officers under pressure to better track terrorist threats are hampered by their own vast bureaucracy and an overwhelming flow of information, analysts say. President Barack Obama has now discovered that he's inherited an intelligence community in the United States which is bloated, bureaucratic, and even with the best of intentions has become so large, it finds it very hard to put together the pieces.
Who said that?
Well, Bruce Rydell, former CIA officer, told the AFP.
Oh, so it was all George Bush's fault, and so therefore, just wait, give him a few years, Obama will turn it all around and make it less bureaucratic and a tight operating ship.
You're going to take a bunch of bureaucrats and make it less bureaucratic. People that are not incentivized really by, you know, market forces at all to do their jobs are suddenly going to get better at doing their jobs. The same sort of people that, well, man the post office and the military and every other government bureaucracy are suddenly going to get efficient at the CIA in handling this huge bureaucracy of
this.
An angry Obama took the spy agencies to task this week after an attempt to blow up a U.S. airliner on Christmas Day was narrowly averted. By
who
passengers,
writes this crap?
Passengers.
Is this the AP?
Free people, AFP.
Oh, okay.
Was narrowly averted, saying that services overlooked key clues. Although top security and military officials acknowledged failures and vowed to improve, making the 16 agencies with an army of 200,000 employees more efficient and nimble remained a daunting task, says Rydell. News photos of Obama meeting in a room full of top intelligence officials illustrated the problem, says Rydell, following at the...
Well, that must look really impressive to people, right? Like, just like something you'd see in the movies with the president sitting down with all of his suited men and the people in their uniforms.
Around a circular table.
Right. Okay, we've got a problem. We've got a problem here, and I want you guys to handle this. Don't worry, Obama. President Obama will take care of this. We're going to move some people around. We're going to restructure. We're going to reorganize. We're going to come out on top. We're going to stop these terrorists, and don't you worry about it.
We'd fire some people, but their union would sue us.
Right, so we're just going to move them around. We can get rid of this one guy who's at the head of this agency, but it's all right. We'll get rid of him, but don't worry, buddy. We'll bring you back on as a consulting gig. That's what they did after Hurricane Katrina, in case you don't recall.
Yeah, the head of FEMA. What was his name?
Who cares?
Yeah.
they come and they go. You know, yeah, it's hardly even worth remembering their names.
Just
there
suits.
Are two dozen people in that room. And this is the former CIA guy in there. There are two dozen people in that room. Why are that many people trying to run the show? Why doesn't he have an intelligence senior official who he goes to, who's in charge of everything? Because that's going to fix it. You put one intelligence czar over the DIA, the CIA, the NSA, and
every
other...
that, the Homeland Security guy.
Whatever, right. Man.
Yeah, and a whole another bureaucracy to follow him.
It's crazy.
You think that you're going to make this bureaucracy quick and nimble? I'm sorry, you're not. It's just the nature of bureaucracy.
Absolutely.
It's the nature of an organization that gets paid when it makes mistakes, that gets more money, more funding, and more attention when it makes mistakes.
That's right.
That is what is going to happen.
And it's so textbook. I mean, what we've been talking about this entire half hour so far is just textbook bureaucratic covering. Nobody ever takes responsibility. The other article we started the show with, Obama points out that we're going to hold people responsible in the future, but I'm not going to place any blame for what already happened. So no one is ever held responsible. If anyone is ever held responsible, like the FEMA guy, they boot him out the door, make a big to-do about it. Well, this guy, oh, getting rid of him. And then quietly bring him back in the back door as a consultant or something like that, or give him an incredible amount of severance pay or, you know, whatever. These people are taken care of when they're kicked out the door. So nothing ever really changes, not even the tactics, not even the speeches.
They don't have to. Why would they change their tactics? Americans still go to the polls, they still vote for these Nimrods, and they still pay their taxes.
Yeah.
Why in the world would the tactics change?
Exactly.
There's no reason at all for them to change. I mean, you know, your customers may be a little grumpy, but it's not like they can go anywhere else and buy these services. They're continuing to pay.
You don't like it, leave.
That's right. You hate America. In the intelligence business, bigger is not necessarily better, says the sage intelligence analyst here that's reporting, you know, being used as a source for the AFP.
Well, wait. When he's saying that, what he means is he doesn't think 12 people should be deciding on what happens.
What
he thinks one
is
man
he should be in charge of all of the intelligence stuff, and then he could tell us all.
Yeah, he would never suggest axing a portion of those 200,000 workers, that's for sure.
Reforms introduced after the attacks of September 11th created a new Director of National Intelligence that was supposed to harness the bureaucracy, but the position was never empowered with enough authority, said Rydell. That's the
they need more power!
And it needs to be
that will solve this.
The botched handling of the attempted Christmas Day plot carried on an eerie echo of the failures of 9/11. It sure did. Same crap, all over again.
Almost 10 years later, too.
Yeah. And he said this is two former members of the commission that investigated the September 11th attacks. They said that.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to comment on this or bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Coming up, somebody tried to do something about this crime situation in this country and open carry some weapons in California. Luther's going to tell us about that, and you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own.
I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, the chat room. Go to chat.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Best time is during the show or shortly thereafter. There's usually people hanging out there for at least another hour or so. Chat.freetalklive.com. And take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. That's startpage.com. As we continue here, let's go to the phones and the fun. Scott is on the line in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Sounds like he hung up.
Scott, did we lose you? He's gone. All right, 800-259-9231. So, Mark, was there more to your story about the security experts being overloaded with snitching, or was that pretty much?
Yeah, there is. I mean, you know, it's one can expect everything they say, but, you know, it's all funny. With its many jurisdictional boundaries and its persistent bureaucratic fault lines, our current system, although greatly improved since 9/11, affords many opportunities to let information slip, too many occasions for human frailty to assert itself. Now, let me get this straight. The government was informed about the existence of the bomber, just like 9/11,
mm-hmm.
and the bomber went about his business and did what he did, just like 9/11, but our system is greatly improved.
Sure, you can see it, right?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Should be crystal clear.
No.
I mean, it costs more. It must be better.
It certainly costs more. They certainly hassle a lot of people on the way into their airplanes.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Obama will make it all better now.
Yeah. Taking responsibility.
Mark, there are some. I mean, there are some things that are visibly different.
They're different.
They will claim are better.
They're claiming better.
They're searching people now a whole lot at the border and within 50 miles from within the border at random checkpoints and stationary checkpoints and things like that. They're harassing everybody.
They're not doing that because of terror. They're doing that because of immigration. They want to catch illegal aliens.
Well, that's what they claim. But I mean, they're doing it for all kinds of reasons. They also want to catch drug dealers, too.
The 9/11 perpetrators were in the country legally.
I'm just saying, they could claim that because they have more frustrations and inconveniences for the American people, that means that they're doing a better job.
You know, it's the frustrations and inconveniences and killing and destruction that these people have, started with their wars of aggression in the Middle East and their occupation of these countries in the Middle East. And by occupation, I mean bolstering the kings and sheiks and whatever they are over there in these foreign countries because their people happen to sit on a land with a whole bunch of oil in it that's very interesting to us, and thereby raising the ire of what, you know, to me seem like an area of the world of people that are probably religious fanatics to more extent than, you know, I would prefer them to be. So, you know, let's go smack the hornet's nest with a big stick and see whether some hornets come out and sting us. And if they do, it's their fault.
So is there more?
It keeps on going. Spy agencies are now share information in a way that they did not share it before 9/11.
See? They finally got email.
They still struggle to sort through a massive and growing array.
Hold on. Luther laughs, but there was a story, I don't know if you heard about it.
I hadn't.
A few years ago about how a significant portion of the FBI just was not email capable.
They didn't have email addresses.
Really? They had hired in multiple IT administrators with the intention of getting them to implement an email system for the FBI, and these guys would up and quit, for likely because, you know, they were being hired from the private market and then had to go and work as an IT administrator for a bureaucracy, and it was probably intolerably bad. But, you know, we didn't get to hear what they had to say as to why they were quitting. But the job never got completed. They spent like $170 million on trying to implement email for the FBI.
And this was just a couple of years ago?
A few years back. I don't remember exactly when we talked about that. But go ahead.
I could set up email when I was, you know, in the single digits age.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, they can't have regular email because, you know, if you just put luther.fbi at gmail.com, then everybody's going to do it.
My password is password.
Pretty soon we're going to have medj.fbi at gmail.com. We're going to have, iFreeman at gmail.com, .fbi at gmail.com.
But it's still not...
It'll be anarchy.
It's still not something that is very difficult. I mean, you mentioned Gmail. Google, while it is great in many ways, is also, like a lot of companies, very obedient to the state. I'm sure if they just went to Google and said, hey, can you help us out?
You know, they absolutely would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Because
absolutely.
Google hosts domain names. Our freetalklive.com email is going through Google servers when you send us email. They make that's one of the things they do. You can set up your domain name and multiple email addresses underneath it to be hosted by Google. But, you know, that would probably be too inexpensive for them, and they would... You know, some contractor would miss out on making $170 million.
Yeah, they got to come in over budget. That way they get a bigger budget next year.
Exactly.
That's always the case.
Yep. All right, so more, Mark?
Yeah, they still struggle to sort through a massive and growing amount of data about potential terrorist plots and suspects, experts say. The problem is that the system is clogged with information, one former CIA officer told the Washington Post. Huge numbers of names and details on possible suspects are overwhelming the agency, said the officer. Most of it isn't most of it isn't of interest, but people are afraid not to put it in.
Yeah, I love. What was I listening? I think it was I was sampling Ernest Hancock's show recently to possibly get him on the Liberty Radio Network as one of our programs. And it was a great show. I haven't gotten in touch with his syndicate, and they never got back to me, so maybe I'll work on that later. But nonetheless, when I was listening, he played one of the clips from the 4409 guy. I guess he's got this chick over there. They've got the YouTube channel 4409. There's some very some entertaining videos there. But I guess what had happened was she'd been calling bureaucrats, and they finally told her to start recording these calls. And one of the, I think it was the gist of one of her calls where she was basically calling in and reporting just silly nonsense to these people as though she were a concerned citizen about something that her neighbors were doing or something that she saw when she was downtown. And it was I don't remember how asinine. I can't give you the exact example of what she said, but it was just some stupid garbage.
I'd be afraid to get on the radio and say that I did that.
Yeah, it was brilliant though, because you could call from a payphone. You could act like you're a really concerned person, and you could talk about, you know, some random crap about how I've been watching this guy, and he's been walking his dogs every day around my neighborhood, and today he had 5 dogs instead of 2. One of them had a very big collar on. You know, just coming up with, I just came up with that on the spot. I don't know if it's probably not the most creative thing, but just coming up with some mundane something or other that a paranoid busybody might call the government agency for. You know, you don't leave any contact information. Just give them another message to listen to during the daytime.
I don't see any particular point in doing that. I mean, I'm not for terror, and if the government agencies manage to, in their wide sweeping net full of holes, manage to catch themselves one person that might commit some heinous act, I'm for them catching that. I just don't think that these people are the best qualified. You know, honestly, I wonder if they're remotely qualified, quite honestly, but I don't think they're the best qualified people to do this, and I think that they that the government themselves are the ones that create the problem.
I remember one of the calls. It was brilliant. Actually, she was talking to somebody who was at one of these report lines. It was an anonymous tip line for guns. So the idea was that you'd call in if you knew somebody who had a gun, and then the cops would go, and if they made an arrest, you'd get a $1,000 cash reward. And so she was asking questions about the reward. Well, how do I get the reward? Can I get it now? What do I need to give you? I'd like to get the reward. And they said, well, who do you know that has a gun? What kind of gun do they have? They've got machine guns. Well, who are they? Where are they? And she ended up describing the police to the police. It was hilarious.
Genius.
Yeah. Wow. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231.
I've always thought it would be fun in the airport to go up with one of the cops that are there and describe, you know, there's these people that they're dealing in stolen property and accepting stolen money, and they're running all around.
Yeah.
They're the TSA. Get them. You know.
They're wearing uniforms. All right. We can come back with more. Take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. And if you like the fact that we give you all the features there for free, and by the way, it is a totally brand new redesigned website. If you have not yet been there, go and make sure you take a look and get signed up, because it is way more interactive. The listeners are now in charge of the content of the site, and you'll see what I mean. Head over to freetalklive.com. But if you support the show and you want to financially support this program, there are ways you can do that. One way is to become an advertiser. Obviously, that'd be great. You can get in touch with Mark if you want to do that at mark@freetalklive.com. The Free Talk Live AMP program is also another great way for listeners who don't have something to advertise to get behind the program for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show so we can get on more radio stations across the country and bring more internet listeners on board as well, so exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for that. You'll get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. So, Luther, tell me about what happened in San Francisco.
Well,
or nearby San Francisco.
Yeah, to be more specific, it was in Livermore, California, which is in the Bay Area.
Hopefully they could sing better than that in Livermore.
Hey, man, I do all right at the karaoke thing.
Oh, he did.
It's amazing. You really do well at karaoke.
Yeah, I was surprised. Anyway, to get back to this, Walter Stanley was in the middle of telling ABC News crew about his public effort to exercise his legal right to openly carry an unloaded gun when Livermore police came a-calling. "Put your hands on your head for me, please," Officer Fuller shouted to Stanley. With that, Stanley raised his hands to his head and faced a wall, while Fuller and another officer examined the 9mm pistol he had holstered at his side. Down the block, a third Livermore officer with a drawn rifle served as backup while a fourth drove by in a cruiser. And they have the video here on this website, and I'll put it up on the BBS later.
Okay,
but,
great.
And it's great. It really
is so
great.
Funny. I saw some of it during one of the breaks. When I heard the story about the guy down the street with the rifle, I didn't really think about exactly how he would be positioning himself.
No, he was kind of peering behind around the corner of the building, you know, looking real shifty.
Like, this is so funny for us because, I mean, we're here doing this show out of New Hampshire.
And around these parts, nobody really much cares.
Right,
if you,
open carry's legal.
Unless you're from Mass.
And people do it all the time, and it's no big deal. And funny, we don't have shootouts in the middle of the street. But, you know, these guys, where it's legal to open carry, as long as you don't have bullets in the gun,
yeah.
In California, one would think if it's legal, that means that you shouldn't be molested by the cops, and there shouldn't be a SWAT team called
to it. To be fair, there have been problems with some of the activists who've been doing open carry here in New Hampshire. In the Manchester region of the state, they have been harassed by the police there. Not to this extent, not to where they've got four cop cars and one guy down the street with an M16 aimed in your general direction. It's usually just a cop or two that'll come and harass people. But still, nonetheless, they're harassing people here in New Hampshire over it, or at least in parts of New Hampshire. Around here, though, in Keene, where we do this show, cops do not care. This is something that, I mean,
standing orders not true.
Yeah.
Right. We've had our issues with the police and enforcing bad laws. That's for sure. I mean, they're arresting people for marijuana and things like that. But last year when Jesse, one of the activists here, did his illegal gardening event, he brought a long rifle out with him while he was doing that. He was arrested not for having a rifle, but for tilling the land in Central Square. So we have our set of problems, but open carry is not one of them. In fact, they just left the rifle there by the tree. They asked me, because I was there, if I could take it with me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they didn't even want to take the rifle, because I don't know.
Very, very, very good about gun rights.
You see it a lot more in the cities, though, where people will get upset about it. Like, I was in Nashua.
Because that's right next to Massachusetts, right?
Yeah. You know,
but the hilarious part of this is they send guys that are open carrying weapons out to take care of a man that's open carrying a weapon.
Well, I heard this one lady, and she worked for the state. She was a prosecutor in Nashua, and she admitted, she said that right out loud that people shouldn't have guns unless they is for hunting, that only the cops should have guns. And I kind of wanted to butt it in and say, yeah, that worked so well for England, you know.
But you were working at the
time. Yeah, I was working.
It worked
so well
for Nazi Germany.
Oh, yeah. All
right. Let's continue.
Okay. We had some citizens call in. One officer told Stanley before they returned his gun and sent him on his way. We don't know if you showed up with a loaded gun or not a loaded gun, so we're going to come and check that, said Officer Fuller. I think that was a bit much, Stanley later told ABC. I don't think putting me up against the wall and putting my hands over the top of my head was really the type of enforcement we're looking for here in the city of Livermore. Tuesday's scene in downtown Livermore was just the latest twist for Stanley and a group of Bay Area open carry, as loosely organized band of gun owners who staged a demonstration Saturday at a local coffee shop to publicize the fact that in most of California, it is legal to carry a weapon as long as it's out in the open and unloaded. The gun carrier also has to be at least 1,000 feet from the school. So, you can have a gun, just has to be unloaded.
And it can't go near a school.
Yes.
And why is it that you can't go near a school with an unloaded weapon?
Because of the children.
But what's it have to do with anything? It's just a, you know, another fear
asinine
thing.
Asinine is all it
absolutely
is. As he pointed out, he had ammo on him, right? It was just on the other side of his holster or on the other side of his belt.
Here's the reason. Because they want to teach kids that guns are bad. And if you have somebody coming around them that has a gun and it's not jumping up and killing people,
they're not a bad guy.
Then they're not a bad guy.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason.
And it says actually right here after it, Stanley carries his unloaded pistol on his right hip and two full ammunition clips on his left hip. So that's still not bad. I mean, he can always just quickly grab the clip, pop it in if he needs to. That takes a second.
And on his gravestone, they could write, he had a full clip on his hip.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah.
But I think this is great, though, and I wonder if these guys were at all inspired by the activism that goes on here in New Hampshire, because what we've seen happening recently, and in all places, in California, is some kind of duplicate activism, which I think is fantastic. I mean, obviously, I think that activism goes further when you've got people to back you up. In this case, it's apparently a group of people that does this, so I think that's great. We saw recently that Wes Bertrand from CompleteLiberty.com, which is an excellent liberty podcast, he and some of his friends and associates have been going to various different government bureaucracies with video cameras and asking them questions about morality and the nature of the system and taxes and things like that. One guy refused to pay, or one guy paid property taxes in $1 bills, which he said was inspired by something that I did here in Keene, and the New Hampshire activists have been relatively well publicized for their open carry events, especially the ones where they get harassed, which has been happening out in Manchester. Videos have been coming out of New Hampshire for a couple of years now, and I think it's very interesting that all
of a sudden
we get
some competition from California. I hope California gets fast track to liberty. They honestly have a pretty good constitution for keeping the growth of government down, but it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
It's not even come close to work. They have a it's part of their constitution and very difficult to change their constitution. Part of their constitution is that they have to have a balanced budget every year.
Okay.
Well, and it's a big deal. They don't, you know, they don't do that in other states. So, I mean, that in of itself is an amazing thing, because you know, apparently they have to get 3/4 of the people to vote on. I don't know. I don't know the whole thing, but as I've heard it, California has a pretty good constitution for keeping the growth of government down. But
so to some extent, this is something that we want to see happening, right? Is that New Hampshire will be the way to set examples for the rest of the country as to how to do activism,
a beacon of hope.
Yeah, it's great news. Is there more to the story?
Well, it goes on to have a couple quotes, and there's some good ones from locals. I think it's kind of archaic, Livermore resident Grant Balfour told ABC. He and a friend sat on a nearby bench watching while the other officers frisked Stanley. I don't see any Indians and cowboys running up and down the street. I think it's time we grow up.
Right, because children use guns. That's the suggestion there is that only people who are not grown-ups would be interested in carrying a firearm. In California, where crime rate is
out of the open. Because really that's what the issue is carrying it out in the open. If this guy had a gun and it was loaded and it was stuck into a shoulder holster under a jacket, no one would have ever known.
Yeah, but they'd still call him childish, right? Don't you think? If he
who knows what they'd... People come up with all kinds of names for people that are out there armed and ready to protect themselves and other people.
Hit me with another quote, Luther.
I think that you're asking for trouble if you walk around with an exposed weapon on your hip, said Yvonne Douglas.
Are the cops asking for trouble? This is the thing I just don't get. How come it's okay for these guys in funny suits with weird hats and badges?
Oh, because they're here to protect us, Mark.
But who said that? What's the evidence of that?
Where is the evidence that anybody who's been open carrying around here has gotten trouble from anyone except for the men with badges?
In fact, one actually helped JJ when there was that robbery downtown.
Yeah, he wasn't open carrying. He had his
gun.
Concealed carry. But he's, you know, citizens with guns stop all kinds of crime. Probably as much crime as cops stop.
Hour 2 is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.